Good morning, McMurrin in the morning here. Just past 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. God, we need the weather to break here. You know, if this weather would break like my March Madness tournament, we would be all right. Another dismal performance from me, okay? I'm not a guy that settles for mediocre. And going 11-5 yesterday, I was looking at a, you know, you can't be perfect. Well, you can be. I mean, last year going into the Sweet 16, I had, you know, a top 1% bracket in all of ESPN at that point in time. Just two teams incorrect, and then six of my eight teams dropped. This year, not so much. I went 11-5 yesterday. Let's discuss how I got there. So, yesterday, first and foremost, I said everything would have to go right for Iowa to beat Cincinnati. Well, they had Garza and Weiskamp go off for 39-12, about half the team's points and over a third of the team's rebounds. Iowa did a fabulous job of shooting their way into the next round. They found themselves down. They dug deep. They fought back. Fran didn't blow anything bad at the end of the game. He didn't blow a close lead. Iowa made their shots. Iowa won the game. Bye-bye, Cincinnati. Now, how I started 0-2, we're going to go to one of the hottest shooting performances of the tourney so far and talk about the Oklahoma Sooners. With a dominant win, having four players with 18 or more points, being led by Doolittle, shining with a 19-15-5 performance on just 10 shots. Okay? And I say 10 shots because, you know, 19 points on 10 shots, oh, that's nothing special, people say. But it is. It really is. I mean, when you only shoot about half as many shots as your points, people are like, oh, that's what you should have. Well, no, it's not, honestly. I mean, it's a great game for him. You know, 10 shots, you've got 19 points, you have 15 boards, 5 assists. You're a dominating game. You know, and it was a well-rounded team win. The best team win of the tournament so far. Now, to keep it in the Big 12, a second straight Big 12 win, we had Culver carry in Texas Tech. Another huge game, okay? This guy's a prospect to go in the lottery, all right, in the upcoming draft. He puts up 29-8-7. Those are LeBron James numbers, okay? That's like a LeBron James career average stat line. Now, I'm not saying he can do that every night, but a hell of a game from that kid. And he's now definitely looking like a top 10 pick. Tech looking back like they are a scary team. I got them going deep in the tourney. I even got them winning one of my brackets. But they showed no life against West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament. So to see them bounce back with a little grit, that's what I like to see. I think Texas Tech's going to make a deep run. Hey, UC Irvine, 38 points from its backcourt. Several fast runs to surge ahead and eventually hold off the Wildcats of Kansas State. I really like this upset. This is a good match for UC Irvine. Kansas State's a great team, but they're one of those upset-friendly teams. And what I mean by that is they're just not great at any one thing. UC Irvine has a great backcourt, and it showed. They outplayed Kansas State. So, great win. Wonderful season for Irvine so far. That puts them at a 31-5 mark. The most successful season in their program history. Let's move down to the SEC here. Tennessee jumped out and played their game. They had a great lead. You go into halftime, like, okay, great. The Vols, they look like they're supposed to be here. And then they forgot who they were. They let Colgate climb all the way back from a 14-point halftime deficit. Luckily, Tennessee was able to pull their heads out of you-know-where. and settle down to avoid the upset for the second straight year. Because if you don't recall, last year in the second round of the tournament, they got knocked out by Loyola. You know, Burns tried to lead Colgate to an upset. He had 32 points, but he didn't get no help. That's the thing in college basketball, guys. You want to look at one player, he can get you pretty far. But it takes some help. Go look at Durant in Texas. It takes some help. One guy can't do it alone. It's a team game. This is funny. This is sad, and you almost think this is a theater scene. Virginia did it again. Another first round upset after being a one seed. How depressing must it be to be a Virginia Cavaliers fan? Only team in NCAA history to get beat by a 16 seed as the one overall seed, and then to do it again. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we thought at halftime. And then we forgot that DeAndre Hunter was playing this year, and he wouldn't let that happen with his 23 points and his big buckets going down to eventually take the lead. And that lead they would never give back. They got some great play off the bench. Their forwards just showed to be too much. That won't be the case against most teams, though. Virginia will have to win with their guard play and Hunter playing the swing position. But a 41-20 run in the second half led Virginia to a decent win, avoiding a second straight upset. Now, if they can settle down, shake off the tournament jitters, Virginia could be a dangerous team. One of the most high-scoring, high-paced offenses in the country. That's Buffalo, the Bulls. Now, they are a very talented 6 seed. Do they deserve to be a 6 seed? No. I mean, I thought they'd be a 4 seed, maybe a 5 seed. I mean, you look at Auburn being a 5 seed, so you're like, oh, okay, you know, a 6 seed's fine for Buffalo. But they just completely handled Arizona State from a Power 12, you know, for the Pac-12. That's a Power 5 conference. And they controlled the ball. I mean, they inside, outside, just controlled the entire game. Great win for Buffalo. I see them having a chance to advance to the Sweet 16. And another upset I called, Oregon rolled over Wisconsin. Wisconsin couldn't get the lid off the basket. I mean, they shot 33% from the field, including 20% from the three-point line. If that doesn't, you know, if you're not a numbers guy, or a numbers gal, we're talking one out of every 5 threes. That just doesn't get it done. You know, their best player, Ian Happ, was held to about 15 points. The reason why is because Oregon controlled the rim, getting 4 blocks from just one big man. So, they had some decent shooting. Actually, it was really good, okay? So, they shot over 50% from the field and rolled over Wisconsin. So that's how that broke down. Now, here's a game I was unsure of. We're talking the Washington-Utah State game. Sorry, I got to take a drink of coffee, guys. It's early in the morning. Washington-Utah State. I was unsure of this game. And it happened to be, I was wrong. I thought offense would prevail for Utah State, but it was the opposite way. Washington played great offense due to their amazing defense, holding Utah State to dismal shooting performance. Defense has been the token of the tournament here. I mean, if you're able to go play some defense, and usually it's the teams that aren't really known for defense that have been out here playing defense, using that defense to get easy buckets. So Washington wills itself with a solid shooting performance and great defense to a blowout. That's a great win, folks. Great win for Washington. Now, this is just common. Always happens. ACC powerhouses tend to let small schools hang around the first half. It's just tradition. But all jokes aside, Zion and RJ are for real. And if you don't know who I'm speaking of, we're talking about Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett of Duke. Now, these kids are two freshmen you're not going to see very often. For them to be on the same team and have the camaraderie they have with one another, it's scary. If they can play their game and not turn the ball over, control the rebounds, they will win the championship. Duke has a bright, bright future in this tournament. Houston just dominates with defense. They did everything besides knock down the threes. If you look besides Davis, you know, poor three-point shooting performance from the team. But Davis knocks down seven, makes up for it. Houston with the blowout win. Don't even worry about it. Now, this is another win we called here. We called this one. Holmes leads 22 in the second half. Pushed Liberty ahead of Mississippi State in one of the best games in the tournament so far. A battle back and forth. But Liberty able to knock down 12 of 25 three-pointers to slide by the Bulldogs. Great win for Liberty. Little teams showing they can compete. That's what happens in the March Madness tournament. That's why it's called March Madness. The North Carolina game went exactly as expected. Iona kept it close until the second half, where the Tar Heels took over to finish with a solid double-digit win. I'm not going to elaborate. We knew that was going to happen. VCU, I thought they were going to be able to pull off a win against UCF. They were two pretty evenly matched teams. No, not at all. They couldn't buy a basket. They couldn't buy a rebound. UCF snatched rebound after rebound in what was a high-paced brick fest from VCU. UCF was able to shoot 60% from behind the arc. And that was the difference in a blowout win against VCU. Now, the most shocking game came when Ohio State shocked everyone. They controlled the offensive glass. They knocked down free throws. And they knocked off the Big 12 champs, tournament champions, and the Iowa State Cyclones. Really chaps my ass, I'll tell you that. A good win, Ohio State. The Big Ten continuing to look like the strongest conference in the tournament. Well, Virginia Tech, we knew it. They were too athletic. They were too physical for St. Louis. St. Louis had to start hacking. But they were cutting down grass in the Savannah. Getting ran out of the gym in the first half. Fired them up. They came in the second half on a nice run. Cut the lead down. Kept it close for the most part. You know, a mediocre double-digit win. Foul trouble gave Virginia Tech free throws with about 10 minutes to go. And they just coasted out to a win. Again, we have another day where I don't have time to go over everything, you know, in detail. I do apologize, guys, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. But today, in our matchups, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown. We are going LSU, Kentucky, Michigan. Michigan's getting some kickback from that bowl loss. Florida State, Gonzaga, and Villanova, and Auburn. Let me just make sure I got them all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I believe Michigan State is playing. We will take them as well. I appreciate you guys tuning in today for McMurray in the Morning. As always, sponsored by Bosser Lawn Care and Snow Removal. We will be available anywhere you get your podcast sooner rather than later. But until then, visit McMurrayInTheMorning.com for all your podcast needs. McMurray out.